Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So yesterday, Kang asked the question in the blitz thingy. We're about a third of the way through the NFL season. What's been the biggest surprise to you so far? After one more day of evidence, I want to change my answer. It's Joe Montana Flacco. That game last night, I could not take my eyes off it. Joe Flacco just got there. Some of the throws he made in that game were blowing my mind. Additionally, they won the game. Joe Flacco's now won two games this year, both over first place teams. He beat Green Bay when he was in Cleveland. Now he beat Pittsburgh when he is in Cincinnati. Did you see how many times he threw the football to Ja'Marr Chase?
Yes. Which is something that I think Jake Browning is going, that's what I should have done.
Last night, Ja'Marr Chase had 16 receptions on 23 targets. 23.
For 10 yards of reception.
Scott, do you know how many targets Jameson Williams has this year in six games?
I don't think it's 23.
It's not. It's 28.
Oh.
Ja'Marr Chase had 23 targets last night.
And they needed every one of them.
That combo of Flacco to Chase would have won four Super Bowls in the last 3 years. That's how good it was.
He had two things going last night. One, he was wise. Actually, there were three things going for him. He was very wise to throw to the guy that you have to throw to. Make a concerted effort to really get the ball to the best player on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Second, they had a running game. Chase Brown was able to run and really gash them at times. But the most important thing he had was time to throw the football. And he could move around a little bit and buy himself a little extra time. And it was really impressive. I was impressed with both quarterbacks. You know, I don't like Aaron Rodgers and all the, you know, look at me stuff. But I still respect that he is a Hall of Fame quarterback. He was doing some of the same stuff, buying himself extra time, hitting receivers. He was impressive. Flacco was more impressive. Rodgers got him a lead with 2 minutes to go. And then Joe Flacco said, hold my insure and went out there and led them to another drive, albeit with a couple of big plays that happened, some missed tackles and whatnot, but you'll take it. That's what was going on in the game. It was back and forth. It was actually quite fun to watch these old gunslingers
go out there and
really throw the football around, and I can't believe Joe Flacco did what Joe Flacco did. You've got TJ Watt on the other side. You've got Hayward coming up the middle, and they were able to handle those guys and get the job done. It was an impressive,
Late in that game, he throws an absolute dot to T. Higgins, who then slides to basically seal the Steelers' fate. It was brilliant because now they got a chip shot field goal to win, and there was nothing Pittsburgh could do about it. Aaron Rodgers lost. Bonus.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers blew up at a teammate because he didn't like a celebration where he got tackled. Double bonus.
I don't blame him.
And you know who was tortured today? Triple bonus. Cleveland. They just gave in-state rival Cincinnati a quarterback that went out and led the in-state in-division rival to a victory over Pittsburgh.
The other something, in-division rival.
Something that the Browns would covet. I mean, I find the whole story to be amazing, and I can't believe a Thursday night game that I went into with this much interest became that entertaining to me.
Well, add to the intrigue that Trey Hendrickson didn't play, and they won without him. And this is a team that is still in the hunt to make the playoffs now. Can they actually make themselves better by trading Hendrickson, or are they making themselves better if they hang on to Hendrickson?
I don't know.
Well, they just beat the number one. They beat the top team in the division without him.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it would be a formula I would roll with moving forward.
I wouldn't recommend it. I'm just saying that's the reality is the fact is they won without him.
Yeah, I'm going to guess here, given that their defensive issues, probably not something I'd try
it's
and pull
ideal.
Off, but yeah, but still. 248-539-9797. Anyway, the whole thing to me was just really, really entertaining. Steve, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that Icy Hot Bowl last night was pretty good, huh?
It really was.
I hope we, I don't know, I haven't looked at the schedule. I hope we get one more of those this year, too.
Do they play
probably
again? I would guess that they do, and they do, like in 4 weeks.
Awesome. Yep. Well, I called in regards to Scooble. One point that's not really getting talked about enough is the Tigers still have leverage in this whole thing to kind of appeal to Scooble, where he's betting on himself right now to make it to free agency to kind of break the bank. But we're the only team right now that can offer him guaranteed money beyond next year because, you know, he could, God forbid, you know, get injured again and then screw the whole pooch.
Yep. I mean, Steve, you're 100% correct. If he has any concerns about that, it is guaranteed money right now. That is their and Gators pointed it out several times. That is their strategic advantage in this entire story. And he's earned this opportunity. I really, really, really hope that that I'm wrong and he would sign a deal with Detroit, but I don't know that you hire Boris to not go to free agency. But sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just Boris can get him the best deal wherever. I just hope that Struble gives us an opportunity to match. Whether or not Illich wants to do that, it's beyond our control.
Thank you, Steve. 248-539-9797. John at Fenton. Hi, John.
Hey, how goes it, guys?
What's up?
Well, I don't think the Scooble deal really matters if we don't get an owner in here that wants championships. I mean, he proved to me at the deadline he didn't want to fix the holes that we had for any supporting cast. So spending all this money on Scooble is going to limit filling holes that we obviously had need for. I don't see a championship coming here, keeping him or letting him go because of the owner, period.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you know, if that's the belief, then they're screwed. I don't think they're screwed.
Yeah, I was disappointed they didn't add a bat at the deadline, but the only bat it seemed that was available or that got moved really was Suarez. And Suarez didn't exactly pay dividends for Seattle down the stretch. He was as much of a failure with Seattle as the Tiger bats were for the Tigers in the second half of the season after the All-Star break.
Let's go to Jim in Dearborn. You're next. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. I just was calling to say that any of the trades talking about trying to get an everyday major league ready player is probably not going to happen, because you think the teams that are going to trade for Skubal, you know, you got your typical, the Mets, Dodgers, Padres, because they're going to trade for Skubal. They want to win now, so they're not going to make themselves worse by getting rid of their everyday players or their major league ready players. And, you know, so if they give up their prospects, that's just, you know, that's what you're going to end up getting.
It's something getting to consider, yes. And we've talked about that a little bit. What stunned me was when we played that stuff from New York and they were like, the Mets will give up any player that on their roster that's not named Nola McClain. And I'm like, something could be worked out there.
I guess I'd push back a little bit, Jim, because I think we do see blockbuster trades happen all the time between two good teams. It'll swap really good players.
Yeah, because I've seen just thinking like the Juan Soto deal and certain things like that, the Lindor deal when he got traded to the Mets. It's just prospects because they're trying to win. And but I just thinking too with the McClain thing where you were saying, Doug, about just making fun of the guys because they're worried that McClain's going to turn into a better school. That's why we're trading him. It sounds like almost like our, you know, they don't want to be haunted by the thought of that, just like our GM.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jim.
It's their media guys, and they're saying the only guy maybe that is untouchable is Nolan McClain. And in reality, I mean, if you're the Mets, you want a full season of Tarek Skubal, which is more of a guarantee than what you'd have with Nolan McClain, who's made 8 starts in his major league career.
So, yeah, look, I was surprised a little bit about the aggressiveness with which the Mets show wanted to pursue Skubal. And we just, look, these could be yahoos, but they seem to be dialed in. In fact, Stoney gave one of them called in and let us know that there's some credibility there. But at the end of the day, it will be hard to find the perfect trade. You can try, but the hall of prospects, let's say they do trade him simply for prospects, which would be wholly unsatisfying because the Tigers still should try and win next year. It would have to have me go, okay, I'd do that. It would have to be like, oh my God, they got that much? Like, it would have to be like the most impressive prospect haul you've ever seen.
Yeah, and again, the Tigers in the market for prospects, probably not at this point. They've built up their organization to the point where they're ready to promote some of these prospects, and then they still have a bunch. Taking on more while giving up the best pitcher doesn't seem like that's the ideal way to go. But they can find deals with other teams. For instance, what's going on with the Padres? Padres have some high-priced players. They didn't go as far as they wanted to. Would they be willing to give up one of those big-time contracts to get Tarek Skubal and then pay Skubal?
Go ahead, say the name.
Well, I mean, let's see, Fernando Tatis Jr. They got to pay him for 10 more years.
Yeah.
And he's coming off probably a disappointing season. His OPS was in the 800s, but was low 800s. And it's been declining here. From 2024 to 2023, it had declined. Both years were in the 800s. But they got to pay him for 10 more years. Would they be willing to say, you know, let's take a chance on pitching. We'll sacrifice a hitter and move on from there. Now, maybe not because they have absolutely, and maybe it can get done because you can also give them some prospects because they have nothing left in the prospect pool.
By the way, before we get the calls, all the people say, I don't want that contract. Sure, right. Gator's just throwing out an example.
Yeah, I'm just throwing out an example. And, contract's not terrible.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.